You're listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24 hours a day at www.lancerradio.org. In the past few years, several notable celebrities died, including Jim Carrey, Betty White, Cher, and Jared from Subway. These are all, of course, false. But with the advent of social media, we are seeing new people duped into believing their favorite celebs have died. I'm Russell Corona. This is The Virus. On this show, I examine viral videos, urban legends, hoaxes, and their perpetrators, and the reasons why they persist, even when they are exposed as fakes. Today, we'll be talking about celebrity death hoaxes. And joining me tonight is Gabriel Perez, a frequent editor and board operator of this show. While we are currently seeing more falsely reported celebrity deaths than ever, these hoaxes are not new. The first and the most famous fake celebrity deaths dates back to the 1960s, when it was reported that Paul McCartney, member of the Beatles, had died in a car accident. This was perpetuated by the conspiracy theorists who believed McCartney had died and had been secretly replaced by a look and sound alike. The recorded phrase, "Paul is dead, miss him," can be heard on the song "A Day in the Life" when played backwards, and the lyric, "He blew his mind out in a car," is often referenced as evidence of his demise. The amount of moving parts involved in a cover-up like this, would need to be too complex to work as perfectly as it has for over 40 years. In all this time, no one, including managers, hangers-on, family members, or any other number of people, has let it slip, even by accident, that Paul had been replaced. Plus, after the van broke up, what reason would there have been to continue this deception? And by the way, how would one go about finding a look and sound alike for a member of the most famous band in the world without anyone taking notice? Especially in the pre-internet days. No one but the most dedicated conspiracy theorists would continue to hold on to that for so long, even in the face of such evidence.
Elvis Presley has been dead for years, but now and then we'll still encounter someone claiming they've sighted him alive and well, living in some remote location, always unconfirmed. Elvis was a character for a different generation, though, and this generation has acquired one of their own still surviving legends. On September 13, 1996, rapper Tupac Shakur died in the hospital from multiple gunshot wounds received in a drive-by shooting days before in Las Vegas. The rapper was well known for his gang ties, and in 2002, the LA Times posted an article titled, "Who Killed Tupac Shakur?" which came to the conclusion that the shooting was carried out by a Compton gang called the Southside Crips in retaliation for an earlier altercation. Despite his death, his music continued to be released, which fueled rumors that he was alive and well and in hiding. Shortly thereafter, many unconfirmed sightings of the deceased rapper were reported, even very recently, with reports claiming he's alive and living outside the U.S. in Canada, in Cuba. Alive and living outside the U.S. in Cuba. Does it make sense for someone to disappear at the height of their popularity and never return? As a publicity stunt, it would have required he pop up weeks or even months later, not 19 years and long after the face and age of the rap-consuming public has drastically changed.
I really don't understand the benefit of these celebrities supposedly faking their own death. There's no real reason why it would help you.
Well, it's as you mentioned, or as I mentioned just a second ago, the benefit stems from people having the opportunity to miss you because it brings you back into the limelight for a second, and people will be reminded and consider the things that they cared about you for.
But here's where the hoax theory doesn't hold water, is when the celebrity doesn't reappear shortly after their death, allowing the public to swoon over them. That's when you realize that celebrity really is gone because they didn't take the opportunity to reappear and reap the benefits. Let's put it this way. If the celebrity supposedly didn't die and went into hiding and then continued hiding, that's a kind of a death of a different nature, and it doesn't really help them in the long run to do that. And also, eventually people move on, and that's just not a good plan to sustain being a celebrity or whatever their end game would be in these scenarios.
So I guess the real question in this scenario would be, has there ever been a celebrity death hoax carried out by the celebrity themselves? By the celebrity themselves? That resulted with the intent of boosting their popularity?
That's a good question. I really do wonder. I know death hoaxes have been used as publicity stunts, but usually not for celebrities, at least not to my memory. It's usually just someone trying to get attention for themselves or trying to bring attention to a cause or to, even in one case, further a movie like the Blair Witch Project. But generally speaking, the celebrity death hoax is never, ever executed by the person who is being reported as dead. It's always from a third party. In the age of the internet, it's most likely trolls who have monopolized this idea. Now, for those people who don't know, trolls are people on the internet who spend their time making comments to disrupt people and cause them to react. That's kind of their... Trolls are sadists in a way. They just want people to be disrupted and have to react to the things that they say and take joy in causing people discomfort and pain and confusion. Really, trolls exist because the internet allows them to remain anonymous and post things with little or no repercussion.
I just don't know what I could add about it. I want to reference that Psychology Today article, but I don't remember.
I know, I don't remember useful. Enough either. That's why we're going to edit this part out, and then we'll drop it in later and sound much smarter than this. Okay, I'm just going to read the Michael Jackson thing, and we'll get the hell out of here. Michael Jackson died June 25th, 2009, yet many people believed it to be a hoax. A German television station... The German television station, RTL, conducted an experiment for the daily magazine Explosive to show people not to take information at face value. RTL produced a video that supposedly showed Michael Jackson hopping out of a coroner's van days after his death. Despite a press release that the video was a hoax, over 800,000 people viewed the video on YouTube and believed the pop star was still alive. Whoever is posting death rumors clearly does so to get a reaction out of people. The internet allows them to do so while remaining faceless and nameless with little or no fear of reprisal. These rumors are meant to shock people, and reacting to them only validates the hoaxer. That's it for this episode of The Virus. We're new every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on LancerRadio.com. Special thanks to Gabriel Perez for his contribution to this episode. You're listening to Lancer Radio Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24 hours a day at www.lancerradio.org. Good night.